The reading today is taken from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. And you can find it in your church Bibles on page 1057. So it's page 1057, Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord.
What a reading. I thought I will take you on a journey over the next few minutes, a little bit of testimony sharing, as I believe in its power, and as Jesus said in Mark 5:19, now go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. When I first became a Christian, and I guess like many others, the second coming was not something I had really engaged with. I had heard of it, but my faith started with God having created the Word and stopped with Christ having risen on the third day. This was it. This is what my faith was at. And it was only due to a dear friend of mine who really opened the second coming to me. Maybe you can identify with that too. My preparation for today started about 2.5 weeks ago. Reading again and again today's scripture, asking the Lord where would he like me to focus on. My initial bullet points were Advent, the meaning of Advent, a little bit of its history, Christ being born, Christ coming again, kingdom mindset. Well, not ambitious given the amount of time that I have here doing Reaching Wider. However, God had different plans. As I was on leave and spent some time in Hastings, I had decided to drive to Ashburnham. Many of you might have heard about it or have even been there. It is a Christian retreat centre with beautiful gardens just outside of Battle in Sussex. Whilst browsing the bookshop, to be precise, the Bible section, not that I already have a vast selection of different translations at home, I somewhat ended up looking at Amos 6. May I just add that until that day I had heard about Amos but had not really studied it in depth. It reads, woe to you who are rushing headlong to disaster. Catastrophe is just around the corner. Woe to those who live in luxury and expect everyone else to serve them. Woe to those who live only for today, indifferent to the fate of others. Woe to the playboys and playgirls who think life is a party just held for them. Woe to those addicted to feeling good, life without pain. Those obsessed with looking good, life without wrinkles. They could not care less about the country going to ruin. This is a Message translation, so a fairly modern translation. You might be wondering, where am I going? Please bear with me by telling you a little bit more about the book of Amos and its cultural setting. In the year 750 BC, a man, Amos, appeared in Bethel, stood on the temple steps, and preached. By profession, Amos was the poorest kind of a farmer. He was a herdsman and also looked after sycamore trees, which were regarded as a very low job because sycamore trees tended to be food for the poor. He had no religious training and was not an obvious candidate for God's preaching. Amos, together with Hosea, prophesied during the 8th century BC, and the two books named after them are among the earliest included in the Bible. It was an era of prosperity, peace and prosperity. Assyria was a superpower at that day. Israel enjoyed a time of prosperity. As standard of the living rose, society became divided between the have and have-nots. Many enjoyed this consumer society with its luxury goods. The height of fashion was to have a second home. What they called a summer house. But many people didn't have one at all. Morally, the effects of this were very clear. They were financial scandals, bribery, and corruption. Religious life was also booming. But it was not the religion of Israel, Judaism. The people had become interested in the faith of other nations. This included the Canaanite people's cult of Mother Nature. Aren't the similarities of the world back then and now astonishing? When reading Amos and its background and looking at today's reading, I guess I kind of felt that God wanted me to focus on the verses 34 to 36 in today's reading. I'm always in awe how God chooses to speak to us, even though in most occasions it's not in a loud voice. It might be through other people, scripture, and prayer. We just have to be available. I know it's easier said than done. Today's scripture emphasizes that we ought to be ready at all times for Jesus' second coming. But more often than not, we are caught up in the living of the here and now as described in Amos. One of the challenges that I face on a daily basis is that I could probably live a more sustainable life for the future generations to come. Is there anything that you can think of where you live in the here and now? Needless to say, we are not always free from anxiety and the worries of life as described in verses 34 to 36. I guess we can all identify with it. As we are getting ready for Jesus' second coming and this Advent, may I invite you to do the following. Ask God where you're not free from anxiety and worry or from the living in the here and now. Ask for his help. Get ready by following Jesus each day, even when others around you don't. Get ready by reading his word, keeping in mind that he will come again. Maybe scripture will speak to you in ways that it has never done before. Get ready by spending some time each day praying, getting to know your amazing Savior better. It is such wonderful news that one day Jesus will return. We will meet him and see his beautiful and loving face. We will see him in all of his glory and all his holiness, and all will bow down. It will be awesome. In the true sense of the word. But the day we meet Jesus is also the day when all we have done with our lives will be judged by him. Whatever we have chosen to live, whether we have chosen to live for him, as we declare during the Eucharist, when we proclaim to be a living sacrifice, as we did just last week, or whether we have chosen to ignore him or even live life against him. So Jesus, in his kindness, warned us that this day is coming and we need to be ready for it every day. Let's get ready. Thank you.